This April, the New Pornographers released their seventh LP of indie power pop. They bring their Whiteout Conditions tour to Bloomington's Castle Theater this Wednesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. The most recent New Pornographers LP is the first to not include Dan Behar, whose absence is explained due to a conflict with his own band, Destroyer. All of the compositions on Whiteout Conditions were penned by New Pornographers leader Carl Newman. Despite being scattered both musically and geographically, the record continues to feature the voice of Nico Case, along with Catherine Calder, John Collins, and of course, Newman. I spoke with New Pornographers vocalist and keyboardist Catherine Calder about the new LP and also a documentary film called A Matter of Time, a film that chronicled Calder's experience creating her first solo LP at the same time that she cared for her dying mother, who was stricken by ALS. The documentary also covers the unique circumstances of Calder's mother, who was adopted, finding out that New Pornographer leader Carl Newman was her brother, and thus Calder was Newman's niece.
I got asked to do a documentary, or be in a documentary, about ALS, which is, or Lou Gehrig's disease, which is the illness that my mom passed away from in 2009. I got approached by some acquaintances of mine who I had worked with before on another project. They approached me with the whole team and the vision, and it looked really good to me. Although initially I was a little bit hesitant because I felt like, well, I don't know if, like, when they approached me, it was after my mother had died, and which is also a little bit, you know, like it was a bit, well, it was so close. Like it was 3 years after my mom had died, and I didn't realize how it would still feel at, you know, a few years later. So when they approached me about this documentary, I felt, you know, like, oh, I don't know. I feel like really upset, you know, in the grief stage, because it was quite a traumatizing illness and the whole thing was just horrible. But they wanted to raise awareness for ALS, and they wanted to make it about music and about me finding the New Pornographers and, you know, my mother's adoption story, which is also like really interesting about how I became, you know, a part of the band, which, because, you know, my mother is related to Carl, but she didn't find that out until much later in life. So therefore I became like, you know, I'm part of the Carl's family now. And, you know, it's there's a lot of different threads to this documentary, so it makes it sort of hard to explain. And I'm really grateful that I agreed to do it, even though I feel like it's so personal. It's from the perspective of, you know, my perspective of looking after a loved one with this horrible disease. But my first solo record was recorded for my mom while she was sick, and she always wanted me to make a record, my own record. You know, she was very, very supportive. I remember Carl saying that, you know, he wanted to take Brill Bruisers and take it a step further, you know, and so I think that we've done that. It's very synth heavy, which is really cool. I like that, considering that's what I play. A little bit more of a synthy maybe vibe, and a little bit more of those sort of circular kind of patterns, like and on Play Money, the background, you know, there's sort of this, aside from the lead part that, you know, starts the song off, is kind of like this, like a pattern, like a repetitive pattern that if you took the song away from it, you maybe wouldn't even necessarily know where you were in the song, but then you put the song over it and it becomes like this really neat background.
Look at what this fun has done to me. It has me gunning for.
that's where Carl, or leader, fearless leader, was going for a little bit of a krautrock vibe, which is very, like, has a repetitive feel underneath. And he was going for songs that, you know, like, maybe didn't have as many chords. And he was trying to be, you know, he was just, I think he was just trying a few things, which makes sense. You know, like, every record is a little bit different, and that is kind of the vibe on this one.
I read an interview where he called it bubblegum krautrock, which in first, it was like silly at first. And then the more I thought about it, it's like, well, no, that's a very good description.
I know. He's really good at that. He comes up with, he's got a really pretty good description. You know, yeah, that there's like a pop sensibility to it, but it has, it has the krautrock kind of forward motion, kind of repetitive, circular kind of thing going on it as well.
Tickets for the new Pornographers at the Castle Theater in Bloomington are available at the Castle Theater website and box office. Both the new LP, Whiteout Conditions, and the documentary, A Matter of Time, are available for download at most major retailers.